listener production.
Hi, I'm Kim Bradish. Fears for a missing child in floodwaters in western New South Wales with a search underway. Two cars became trapped in floodwaters in Tullamore last night, with four people taken to hospital. A five-year-old child remains missing. It comes as a severe weather warning has been scaled back, but the risk of flooding still remains across parts of New South Wales as the wet weather continues. The Mid-North Coast and Northern Rivers have been battered, but Miriam Bradbury from the Bureau has told Nine there is some respite to come.
These rainfall numbers, though, a lot less than we saw the day before yesterday. That was when we saw those very, very heavy falls, the very, very high totals. In the past 24 hours, we have seen a bit of an easing trend.
The United Nations investigators have found Russia has committed war crimes in Ukraine following bombings of civilian areas, numerous executions, torture and horrific sexual violence. Investigators visited 27 towns as well as graves and torture centres, interviewing more than 150 victims and witnesses. And crowds are steadily trickling into the MCG, even this far out from this afternoon's AFL Grand Final between the Cats and the Swans. All reserved MCC seats are gone, with some camping out for a couple of nights to make sure they had the best view. Cheryl Critchley from the Fans Association says pubs will be busy across the nation today.
Wherever you are in Australia, no doubt there'll be a pub nearby that will be showing the grand final, especially with the Swans being part of it this year. The other thing is there's a festival of football around the MCG, which is great.
The Cowboys coach is proud of his boys, despite narrowly missing out in a fairy tale grand final after going down in a thriller to the Eels overnight. 24-20. Todd Payton believing they've placed the right foundations in a stunning 2022 campaign.
Yeah, we put some respect back in the place. We weren't supposed to make the finals. We weren't supposed to make out of the bottom four of the whole comp. And we're 25 minutes short of a grand final.
And the Swans will have to tough it out against the stronger side of the season this afternoon when they take on the Cats in the big dance. The Swans will have to tough it out against the strongest side of the season this afternoon when they take on the Cats in the big dance. Sydney co-captain Luke Parker says his side will be out to emulate the success of their 2012 premiership, with Parker's last premiership success coming that year.
Oh, it'd be pretty special. I know the 2012 boys will be out somewhere celebrating tonight. So, look, it'd be nice to join them in 10 years' time on their 20-year reunion. But, look, we've got a big challenge against the team who's no doubt been the best side all year.
And the Eels are through to their first grand final since 2009 after beating the Cowboys.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.